Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the...
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Transforming Relationships with Prem Glidden, heard on alternate Mondays. Prem Glidden is a healer, transformative coach and teacher, deeply committed to being the change she wants to see in the world. With intuition, deep love and compassion, Prem will assist you in letting go of the painful patterns of the past, while offering the skills you need to create the loving and deeply caring relationships you've been yearning for. Please welcome Prem Glidden back to News for the Soul.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone, wherever you might be in your day. This is Prem Glidden, and as the introduction said, I am a transformational life and love and relationship coach, intuitive healer, and you are listening to Transforming Relationships. And on this program, you know, we really look at with beginning to transform our relationship with ourselves in service, like knowing that as we transform the inner world, the outer world reflects that back to us. So today we're going to be talking about that self-talk, right? Those conversations that we have with ourselves and whether they are actually helping us or hindering us on our path to really standing for and creating our best lives. You know, self-talk is such a huge part of what creates for us, right? It impacts how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about what we can do and achieve in our life, how we believe that we're viewed by others and how we interact. So it really impacts us on a lot of levels. So it's just an important awareness to grow. So first, as always, we're going to begin with a centering meditation. And I have a couple pranayama practices, actually, I wanted to share with you. Because really, the ability to begin to be more mindful about our thoughts begins with our awareness and our alignment with the deeper truth of who we are, right? And so it's really taking that time to connect, taking that time to anchor in who you are so that you actually have access to shifts, that you have access to transformation, to beginning to see things differently. So I'm going to invite you now, if you are in a place where it is safe for you to do so, to just begin to decompress, right? Let go of any of the busyness of your day. Begin to do this by closing your eyes, beginning to slow down any of the swirl of your thoughts. And just bring your focus to the rhythm of breath. Just noticing as you breathe into the body. Are there places that are maybe telling you that they need to be stretched or rolled or shaken out a little bit? And as you breathe, release. Let go. Breathing in and focusing on expansion, opening, receiving. Breathing out and focus on letting go, surrendering, releasing what no longer serves you. And with every breath, connecting more deeply with this part of you that knows who you are and what is possible for you, that is committed to living your best life, for creating amazing love, amazing partnership, amazing friends, to creating the life that you were born to experience. So connecting with that deeper, that wiser part of you, and allowing yourself to know in every moment, really feeling in this moment, life has my back. I've got evidence everywhere. I just have to begin to notice, where am I being loved? Where am I being held? Where am I being supported? To just relaxing now into this place of deep listening and deep receptivity. We open our inner eyes and we listen with the inner ears. and just allowing yourself to just relax as I share this first pranayama practice with you. And so the first practice that we're going to do today is called alternate nostril breathing, Nadi Shodhana. Right, in Sanskrit, Nadi refers to those channels that run through our body, and Shodhana, cleansing or purifying. So this is a practice in alignment with whatever we are up to today that helps us to purify the mind, right? To begin to cleanse from thoughts that no longer serve us and to begin to shift that intention towards that those thoughts, the focus that begins to create the future that we are standing for, the now that we are intentionally wanting to create. So now that you are in this place of deep listening and receptivity, I'm going to invite you to just make sure that you are in a comfortable seat, perhaps either cross-legged or sitting on a chair. But you want to make sure that the spine is nice and straight. You're going to rest the left palm on your knee, face up in a gesture of receptivity. Just allowing the eyes to remain closed. I want to invite you to bring your right hand by your forehead, allowing the pointer and the middle finger to rest right on that third eye, right in that point, right between the eyebrows. All right, so your ring finger, so your pointer finger and your middle finger, kind of resting right at the third eye point. And as you breathe in, you're going to breathe in and out through the nose. All right, so I'm going to invite you now to breathe in deeply through both nostrils, closing off that right nostril with the thumb, exhaling through that left nostril, taking your ring finger down. Close off the left nostril, breathe in through the right. Just deeply breathing all the way down to the belly. Hold the breath for a moment. Close off that right nostril with the right thumb. Exhale through the left. Pausing briefly and then inhaling through the left. Closing off the left nostril with that ring finger and exhaling through the right. And just continuing this cycle for a few moments. Just breathing into the belly through that one nostril, closing it off and exhaling through the other. And then alternating, breathing in through that the nostril you just breathed out of. Closing it off and exhaling through the opposite nostril. Right, this alternate nostril breathing just continue. It literally clears the energetic channels, releases toxins. It relieves anxiety and stress. So it is a wonderful practice to do just to help yourself center and calm. Literally calms the nervous system. So just again, very intentionally breathing in through one nostril, closing it off and exhaling through the other. Breathing in, closing that nostril off and exhaling through the other. Beautiful. And now I'm going to invite you to just release the hand down into your knee and take a deep breath through both nostrils. Hold for a moment, focusing at that brow point. Exhaling out. Just noticing what you're feeling in your body. Just noticing. Just let the breath be long and light for a moment as you let yourself just begin to bring the breath back to the normal rhythm for a moment. Again, inhaling deeply through both nostrils, exhaling and allowing yourself to relax and coming back into the room. And again, welcome everyone. If you just joined us, this is Transformative Life, Love, and Relationship Coach Prem Glidden, and this is Transforming Relationships. And as I mentioned earlier today, we're talking about self-talk, right? Increasing our awareness of our inner conversations and whether they are helping or hindering us on our path to truly transform our relationship with ourselves and others, right? To truly create that best life that we are standing for. And this is a really wonderful week to begin to open shift, right? And open to transformation, because this week on Wednesday, we're going to celebrate the spring or vernal equinox. And this is the significance of this equinox, is that our daylight starts to increase. Right, so the earth is about to kind of tip to more light, right? An illuminating reminder that light is returning, as it always does to earth, right? That reminder, that sense, right? That sense of faith and trust that we're all learning to cultivate, that knowing light comes again, right? So this spring equinox represents new light and life, new beginnings, new seeds to be planted, new paths. In fact, the spring equinox used to be considered the new year in many parts of Europe until the middle of the 18th century. So it's always been really looked upon as a new beginning. Right? Always been looked upon as this new beginning. And in ancient times, there were rituals that were performed at the moment of alignment, right, of the light and the dark. People would cleanse old energy out, right? So this kind of where that tradition of spring cleaning came from, right? So we are in many ways in our practice today reclaiming the sacred ways and mindset of the past that brings us closer to this energy of the Great Spirit. So just as the day and night are equal during this equinox, it represents our balance, right? Bringing ourselves into balance, the yin-yang, the male-female energies, the equilibrium in our lives. So it is definitely a time of renewal, of new beginnings, of life and growth, truly blooming, right? Opening to blooming gloriously, to ushering in a renewed sense of energy, right? To move forward in fresh, positive ways, which is a lot of what we're going to talk about today, right? So, because what I noticed, you know, I've worked with so many people over the last more than 10 years that I have been working as a transformative coach, and before that, a yoga teacher for many years, and I've really found that many of us have a very harsh and critical inner voice. I mean, we're really often much kinder to strangers than we are to ourselves, right? This habitual way that we often will speak to ourselves. And so it's just something you want to grow in awareness. This is not a pushing against. This is an awareness and a gentle shift. So it's kind of, I want to share some interesting, what I thought were very interesting facts. And I want to credit Marcy Shimoff in her book, Happy for No Reason. She has some wonderful section around just the fact that we have about 60,000 thoughts per day. I mean, literally one thought per second for every waking hour. Wow, right? And most of these thoughts, they're habitual. We just continue to think them day after day. What was even more startling to me was that there is a statistic that says that 80% of our thoughts tend to be negative. And it's really, I mean, it's really startling. And I know it's just habit. It's just momentum, where we've been, not where we're going. But it's just something to become aware of, because we're wanting to cultivate that awareness of when a negative thought comes. And we're going to do some really lovely practices to just begin to gently shift that So really, it's telling us that every day we have about 45,000 negative thoughts. Thoughts like, oh my God, I'm not, you know, I'm obviously not good enough. I can't believe I did it that way. I'm much too old. I hear this a lot being a relationship coach. You know, well, I love's passed me by. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. You know, so many thoughts that we all are willing to entertain. You know, we're so much more choosy about the food we eat than the thoughts that we think. But we're going to start to change that. So many of us, you know, so again, if this is something you're noticing about yourself, you are not alone. And Dr. Daniel Armen, who is a world-renowned psychiatrist, a brain imaging specialist, calls them our automatic negative thoughts, or ANTS, A-N-T-S. I love that. Right? It's like, so needless to say, when our mind is swarming with these ANTS, it has a powerful impact on our relationship with ourselves and how we interact and show up in the world with others, right? So, for example, you know, positive self-talk has a very calming, beneficial effect on the brain, literally has a calming effect on our brain, whereas negative self-talk stimulates the area of the brain that involves depression and anxiety. So we're not just imagining that feels bad. You know, I know we've talked about in other shows that misalignment with how our inner being sees us, but this is actually scientific proof. Thinking those negative thoughts, focusing in ways that do not serve us, literally stimulate the area in the brain involved in depression and anxiety. But here is the good news, right? We don't have to believe everything we think. Right? So why wouldn't we want to develop a habit of positive self-talk, right? It uplifts you. It increases your confidence. It helps you to attract what you truly desire. It helps you to reduce stress in your life. It allows you to adopt just living a healthier, happier, more peaceful life, right? So, you know, it sounds somewhat simple, but, you know, I understand it requires a shift in perspective. Right? Because many of us are so used to believing everything we think and automatically reacting. Right? So your self-talk, whether you're aware of it or not, either sabotages or supports you. And when we are feeling a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, depression, self-doubt, it's usually directly related to our self-talk, to our inner dialogue. Whereas positive self-talk supports us in being more self-confident, becoming more effective in how we cope with, because life is going to happen. People are going to do what they do, right? So we want to be curious first to start out with, you know, to notice, is my self-talk helping me or hindering me? Is it supporting me and really aligning with the future that I'm committed to? Or is it taking me off in the bushes? So let's just take a minute and just want to slow down, right? That's the first step, really. Just slow down, right? So that you become aware. So it's really first setting that intention to notice, right? We don't believe everything we read. And we don't need to believe everything we think. And so often, right, you know, thoughts will come and you just kind of know, if I continue thinking of that in that way, focusing there, law of attraction is going to bring me more of those kind of thoughts. And before I know it, I am down a deep hole. Honestly, this was one of the practices that helped me. I would literally first begin that intention, right? Begin by setting the intention for just the awareness. was amazed when I noticed my self-talk, the ways that I spoke to myself. And so rather than pushing against it, I just noticed it. And I started to be a little bit more ferocious about, when I think that thought, it is not going to serve me. It's certainly not helping anybody else. And if I continue there, before I know it, I'm in a hole. I find this with clients all the time. It starts with that first talk. Well, I must not be lovable, or I must not be pretty enough, or he would call. I must not be enough, or she would want me. You know, we go there. And, you know, if, right, so you notice it. Thoughts are going to come. It's in that moment to say, you know what? This is not a thought that serves me. It's not a thought that served me. So we're going to do some practices now to just kind of help you begin to work with it, because, you know, it's a gentle shifting. It's a gentle shifting. And so first thing, as I said, we want to become more aware. So I want you to make sure you have a journal nearby so that you can jot down your reflections, your thoughts, anything at all that you might need, maybe some water, that you want to be able to have what you need to get through some of the exercises we're going to do. So again, I'm just going to invite you to find that comfortable place. Breathe down to your hips. Right, just really breathing all the way down. I know you're already nice and connected from our pranayama and our centering, but I'm going to invite you to just really reconnect, to come into that place of just deep listening. And I'm just going to invite you to think of someone or something that you feel upset about. That when you focus on it, you feel negative emotion, you feel frustrated, you feel angry, you feel sad. Just noticing a thought, someone, something, that when you focus on it, you notice that it just immediately brings negative emotion. Trying to fix anything, you're not pushing against it right now, you're just noticing. So if you start to go into analysis, come back with me. Breathe down deep into your body. Just notice when you think about that person, that situation, and it conjures that negative emotion, just being with it. I want you to notice where you feel that in your body. Where does it live? And as you turn towards it, I want you to begin to just witness, almost as if you're stepping back, and witness the inner conversation that you, that you have with yourself. That inner situation that you have with yourself, the inner conversation that you have with yourself about this person or situation. Again, just noticing, what are those thoughts that immediately come? Just witnessing. Right, first step in empowered self-reflection is awareness. Notice to what you are saying to yourself. What is that inner conversation? I can't believe I did that again. I never get what I want or need. I can't believe I'm so stupid. I can't do this. I want you to just notice what's the inner conversation. And when you are ready, I want you to take a moment and I want you to write it in your journal. Here's what I feel. Here's the inner conversation. Here is the self-talk that comes up immediately in response to this experience. Just noticing. For example, I have a wonderful client who's a little older, and she has extreme anxiety around her computer. She's really smart, and she can more than afford to have help. And yet when she can't figure it out, when something starts to happen, the feeling is extreme anxiety. It's right in the pit of her belly. And the self-talk is just, oh, I can't believe how stupid you are. I can't, you know, it's just like really, it's just, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. The feeling, where do you feel it in your body? And what's the immediate self-talk? Just be no censors, being authentic. And when you're ready, writing it down. Taking a moment to write it down. I want to share with you one of the processes that I just love for really helping us begin to shift our thoughts that just continue to cause us pain and really separate us from that inner peace that I know we all want. And it, so you may be familiar with it. It is called The Work, and it was developed by Byron Katie. And I just think it's very simple, but it is really effective in helping you just really, really anchor, really push back a little bit against these thoughts and these beliefs and anchor in a deeper truth. So now that you have written down the automatic thoughts that you have in response to this person or this situation, I want you to apply the following questions to each thought. And I want you to really listen. This is not coming from your head. I want you to do deep body listening. And maybe pick the one that's the strongest. Let's just pick that one that's really the strongest, like that first one that comes in response, that first critical thought that comes. And this first question is just a yes or no. I want you to ask yourself, as you look at this thought that you wrote down, this immediate assumption, this critical self-talk, is it true? Just a yes or a no. When you look at it, maybe for you right now, you believe it is, right? It's okay. It's just as simple. Is it true? Yes or no? Second question. Again, really staying deep in the body. Now I want you to go deeper. If you said yes to the first question, I want to ask you, do you absolutely know without a doubt that this thought is true? Really being present. Can I know without a doubt that this thought is true? Without any doubt at all, can you know that this thought is true? Next question. How do you feel when you believe that thought? And writing it down. How do you treat yourself? How do you treat others when you believe that that thought is true? How does that feel in your body when you believe that that thought is true? Just taking the time to write that down. And now I want you to ask yourself, who would I be without that thought? Right? How would I live life differently without that thought? If I knew without a doubt that that thought was not true, who would I be? Really reach for this. Right? Really, really reach for this. Who would I be without the belief that that thought was true? who would you be? How would you live life differently without that thought? For example, for my client, well, she'd be a little more relaxed about not knowing everything. She wouldn't expect herself to know everything about computers. She didn't grow up learning them and being taught them. She would actually know that she's got a great support team and that she can call on, and that they actually, it's a win-win. They love helping her. They love making a living doing that, right? It's like what would life be like without that thought? Really let yourself, this is an important one. What would it be like? Now I'm going to invite you to think of what she calls a turnaround thought. Literally a thought that is in opposition to the statement that you wrote. For example, if you wrote, let's think, I never get what I need, or you know, what I want or need, right? And so perhaps a turnaround thought would be, well, I often get what I want and need, right? It's like just picking an opposite thought. So whatever you wrote down, take a moment and write down a thought that is in opposition to your original thought. And then I'm going to invite you to write three genuine examples of how this is actually true. Like example I've been giving you for my client, right? A turnaround thought would have been, well, the truth is that I'm actually pretty smart in a lot of places in my life. I'm pretty capable, right? I'm actually smart. I actually can figure a lot of things out, right? And then evidence, right? I mean, she's amazing. She does so many things that really help people, and she's incredibly creative, and she's incredibly bright. And so it's coming up with that turnaround thought and then really reaching, opening to three genuine examples of how this is actually true in your life. Just taking the moment and jotting it down in your journal. This process has just been known to alleviate depression and decrease stress, improve your mental clarity, and just really bring more peace into your life. So I really invite you that just again, gently take it on. Notice when you know, that inner critic, notice that voice. I used to call her my Judge Judy. And, you know, notice. And then use this practice. Well, you know, when you notice it, to just be there. You know, wait a minute. Is it true? Is it true that I'm not enough? Is it true that I'm too old? Or is it true that I'm not capable? Is it true that I don't get what I need or want? You know, do I know without a doubt that it is true? How would I treat myself and others, right? How do I treat myself and others when I believe that that thought is true? And really become aware of all, it's almost like the ripple effect that happens when you choose to allow these thoughts of self-criticism, of self-judgment into your conscious mind. And then really opening to who would I be without that thought? How would life be different? Then turning it around and really finding genuine examples of what's actually true for you. Okay, beautiful. So I want to share with you another process to just help you begin to register your positive experiences, right, more deeply, right, to begin to shift that focus. And really, it starts with making a conscious choice, a conscious decision that I am going to look for more positive experiences. I'm going to look for things that feel better. You can make it a game, right? Just set an intention to notice things that please you, right? Any positive thought, positive feedback. Maybe it's a creative experience, something you see, something you feel. Really make this a game, just to choose to notice something you see that really brings you a moment of pleasure. Right? Because this is that beginning. It's that shift. It's like moving from the darkness into the light, right? Moving into this spring equinox, into this time of the season where we are beginning to open to more light. So this is a perfect time for this practice. You know, because this intention, this practice literally activates a group of cells called your reticular activating system, your RAS, that live at the base of your brain, that are responsible for sorting through all the massive incoming information and thoughts and bringing to your attention what's important. So if you are spending more time focusing on the positive, looking at the positive, milking positive experiences, making yourself aware of them, your RAS, or your reticular activating system, will make sure that you see more. Right? Just like we talked about last time in the law of attraction, it is literally scientific, right? It's actually happening physically in our body. What we focus on, we will notice more. It will grow. So I'm going to invite you to just notice something positive right now, wherever you are. Maybe just look around and notice something positive in your environment, something that pleases you, or maybe it was something that happened last night, something that happened last. You just find something that you, when you think about it, it makes you smile. Just makes you smile. You know, I had a wonderful experience on Friday night. I love to sing, and I've in the past, years ago, and I'm getting better and better at that now, I used to be just too shy, right? Too self-conscious, inner self-talk that didn't allow me to be comfortable, even though, you know, I have a nice voice. And so I've been really, of course, shifting that self-talk and those beliefs. And what has come into my world was neighbors in Florida who like to write little mini plays and decided that Bob, my sweetheart, now my fiance, and I, who, you know, Bob's a guitar player, decided that we would be the perfect people to do the reading of this play. And the play includes me singing 5 songs, Bob playing the guitar, and we actually performed it in front of a group of our 20 friends on Friday night. And, you know, I still just tickles me because I honestly wasn't even nervous. So that just tells you what's possible, because I have to tell you, I think even 5 years ago, I would have been like, no way. So again, this works. So think about something positive. I want you to just feel it, you know, make it more than just a mental observation, you know, breathe it down into your body, right? And bask. Notice the feeling tones of it. Notice the feeling tones. Use all of your senses to truly milk and savor this experience. When you think about it, right, what are you feeling in your body? Is it making you smile? Is it making you feel happy? Are you tingly a little bit, right? What do you notice? Just really notice it. And to really accelerate your progress in doing this process, I'm going to invite you to write it down, right? To write at the top of the page, whatever experience you're thinking about. And I'm going to just give you a couple minutes here. And I want you to just write down, milk it, all the things you loved about it. Maybe there was a color. Maybe there was a way it felt. Maybe anything. Whatever it is that felt good to you about what you are focused on right now, I want you to really milk it. Because this literally begins to shift the balance of power in your mind towards positive and reflection. Just taking another minute. Just writing it down. Okay, great. Just make this a daily practice. Right? Just have fun with it. Turn it into a game. Right? Some people, you know, I hear sometimes people, you know, my clients will say to me, this is so much work. And it's like, no, it's not supposed to. It's, you know, it's like, it's time to reframe that. Is it, you know, oh, I have to learn to be happier. You know what I mean? It's like, again, listen to that self-talk. Listen to that self-talk. I mean, this is you making a conscious choice to have a sweeter, happier, more peaceful, fun life. Reframe all those old, that old self-talk. All right. So I, you know, we have about 10 minutes left together, and I want to share with you a couple more practices to just support you, you know, and then you can choose which are the ones that really work for you. But this is, I remember I had mentioned at the beginning I had a couple pranayama practices. So this is another pranayama practice that literally comes from a book by Muktikar Khalsa, who wrote a book called Meditations for Addictive Behavior. So this particular kind of breathing helps you to change the rhythm of your breath. And as you change the rhythm of breath, it supports you in changing these unconscious behavioral patterns. Because, you know, I know that, you know, 90% of our thoughts are unconscious, right? It's just now we're cultivating the awareness that when they become conscious, right, then we're noticing. So this begins to help us shift those behavioral patterns. So, all right. So thank you to Mukta, who's a dear friend who I've known for many years. We lived in the Tucson ashram together way back in the 70s and early 80s. So I'm going to invite you again to sit comfortably, either cross-legged or in a chair. And I want you to bring your palms together at the center of your chest in prayer pose. Your thumbs are gently pressed against your sternum, so right there. Your eyes are closed and slightly turned up, so they're a bit of focus right at that brow point, right at that third eye point. I'm going to talk you through it first, so just kind of listening for a moment. So that is the position that we're in, right? We're in prayer pose, with a slight pressure on that sternum with the thumbs. And the breath is an inhale in four parts, like sniffs. So we're inhaling four equal parts. And as you sniff, you're pulling the navel point back towards your spine. And then to exhale, we're going to breathe out again. We hold the breath for 10 seconds. So let me make sure I'm clear. All right, so we inhale in four sniffs, and we exhale in four sniffs. So it's literally inhaling with each sniff in and out. We're going to be pulling that navel point back towards the spine. So again, just take a moment now. Hands are in prayer pose. Press the thumbs gently against the sternum. Start first, like, let's just take a nice long deep breath together. And let's begin. Just continue at your own pace. Focus is at the brow point. Four equal parts in, four equal parts out. With every sniff, pulling that navel point back towards the spine. Take a moment now, inhale. Press your palms together powerfully. Hold. Exhale, staying in this position, relaxing for a moment, but keeping the position of the palms together. We're going to repeat this sequence one more time. So again, it's a four, sniffing four in, navel point back towards the spine and out, and begin. Continue at your own pace for another moment. Inhale deeply. Hold the breath. Press your palms together powerfully and hold. Exhale. Release the hands down onto the lap. In your practice, you can actually repeat this three times, one, two, three, a series of three. Inviting you now to just kind of stretch up and shake it out a little bit. Shake it out. If this breath helps you to overcome anxiety, confusion of the mind, it helps you to connect with a power greater than yourself so that you feel that connection and support and achieving that positive state of mind. Again, this is in Mukta Khalsa's book, and it was originally taught by Yogi Bhajan. Okay, beautiful. So in our last few moments here, let's just do a little bit of a relaxation and kind of a little guided journey together. To just really set our intention. So again, just closing your eyes and just finding a comfortable place. Allowing your breath to be long and light. Just begin to relax the body. Coming into that place of deep listening. Noticing if there's any places that you're still holding any tension at all. And as you breathe, letting it go. And just imagine now that you are sitting under a beautiful waterfall. Just allowing the water to come and just cleanse. This is your new beginning. Feeling as that water just washes away anything that no longer serves you. Just allowing and opening and releasing. Feeling yourself cleansed. Feeling yourself ready. Feeling of that water now turns into beautiful light, Just feeling your body now with that beautiful light, that beautiful connection, that place that now knows that you are connected to that which creates worlds. Filling yourself with that beautiful light. And in that moment, beginning to set the intention. What am I? What is the intention that I hold for this day? What is it that I want to experience on this day? What is it that I want to express? Who am I committed to being on this day? And what is the most loving thing that I can do for myself today? All right. So allowing yourself to listen, I'm going to leave you in that beautiful state of deep relaxation and deep listening. Again, this has been Prem Glidden, and I would love to support you in creating the most amazing life. You can reach me at prem@premglidden.com. You can get a wonderful guided meditation on my website, premglidden.com. And I look forward to being with all of you in 2 weeks. I wish you a day filled with magic and miracles because you are worth it. All right. Much love, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.